Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call, y'all. As usual, I'm just so excited to join each and every one of you all every Monday morning at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you're listening to the recording, hey, 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 if you're listening live, put it in the chat, hey. But wanted to do this because the voice or the recording, excuse me, got cut off because I started it late, but here we are. And I want you to enjoy this real prophetic message for women, for men, for professionals all over the world who need to really know that the word of the Lord is alive and active. Therefore, prophetically speak it over your life as if it is so. All right, y'all, enjoy. For the women who know that, yes, I desire children. And so I'm prophetically saying happy Mother's Day to you, person to that desire children, okay? That desire children. And just because you may not have children biologically, that doesn't mean that you're not a mother. That's not what I'm saying. But there are women who I know personally and that you know personally that do desire children. And so prophetically, we are saying it. And so I want to really focus on the word prophetic this morning. I want to focus on that word, my friends. And so let's break it all the way down. When I say prophetic, what do I mean? What do I mean? Or what does it mean? When you prophetically speak, you are declaring God's perspective, God's will or truth, often highlighting the need for change, justice, or revealing future events through divine inspiration. Through divine inspiration. I'm going to define that word again. Prophetic. What happens when you're speaking prophetically? You are declaring God's perspective. You are declaring God's will. You are declaring God's truth, often highlighting the need for change, justice, or revealing future events through divine inspiration. Okay. All right. So now that we understand what speaking in the prophetic is or what that even means, let's get into it further. Right. So prophetically speaking is what we should be doing, my friends, on a regular basis. Because I really had to think about this. I was like, okay, let's think through what the definition is telling us, and let's think through what we as believers should be doing when it comes to speaking prophetically. We should be doing this already. We should be doing this. So if you are not already speaking prophetically over your career, over your business, or over life in general, over your family, I just encourage you to do that now. Encourage you to do that on a regular basis, because I have a few things to share with you all when we speak prophetically. So when we prophetically speak, we have a forward focus. Yes, a forward focus, and see not with our carnal eyes, but with our spiritual eyes. So let's break that down even further. So when we prophetically speak, my friends, we are literally focusing on our future. We are declaring the works of the Lord over our future, over what he has handed us to steward, meaning he has handed us to steward our careers, for example. He has handed us to steward our children, for example. He has handed us to steward our businesses. He has handed these things to us. He has given these things to us for us to steward. And so when we prophetically speak over them, speaking God's word over them, we are no longer looking at it from the natural. We are looking at it from a spiritual perspective, okay? All right. And so also, my friends, when we prophetically speak, we have expectations that God will make a way out of no way. There are times that we even look at our children. We even look at the circumstances that we may be facing, you know, from a career perspective, business perspective, from life in general, from a doctor's report, from the case in the courtroom, from anything that we may be going through, there is an expectation. We look at it and we have expectations, but our expectations, my friends, we got to give the expectation to God. We got to say, God, this is what I may expect, but in the back of my mind, God, I know I got to trust. I really got to trust and stand firmly on what your word tells me that you can do, because you, my God, can make the impossible. You can make the impossible possible. Okay? Only God can do that. Only God can do that. And I know some of you may have testimonies on top of testimonies, how God has done the impossible for you. But what you got to hang on to when you're looking at a situation in your career, when you're looking at a situation in your business, or when you're looking at a situation in life, you got to speak to the impossible as if God has already worked it out, and knowing God is currently working out, even though you may not see it in the natural, but in the spiritual, it's already worked out, my friends. It is already done. Can we just declare that this morning? It is already done. It is already done. And so we got to have a level of expectation that God is going to truly do what? Make a way out of no way. Point blank, period, right? All right. And so next, my friends, when we prophetically speak, we find strength in knowing where our help comes from. We find strength in that. When we prophetically speak, we are declaring that God will make a way out of no way. We are declaring that our finances are okay. We are declaring that our health is good, that long life is our portion, not just long life, but long, healthy life, right? Because we want to be here on God's great earth, running, jumping, doing all the things and enjoying what the Lord truly wants us to enjoy, right? And so we want to be specific in when we prophetically speak over our lives in this season and every season of our life. Amen. All right. And so when we prophetically speak, my friends, we speak as if those things are. Yes, I think that goes without saying, but I definitely wanted to share that again for the people in the back, not for y'all in the front, but for the people in the back. We may need to hear that again and again. When we prophetically speak, we speak as if those things are, right? We speak as if those things are. And so last but not least, what I want to share with you all this morning is when we prophetically speak, we put our faith on display. We put our faith on display, not just to ourselves, but to the world, while fully trusting God with the results, okay? Emphasis on that last part, because it's like when we put some people, including myself, may sometimes be afraid to put our faith on display or even say certain things like, oh, that job is mine, or that career pivot is not going to be as hard as I think. I mean, that business idea will come to fruition. I mean, these are all things I'm speaking in the prophetic, my friends, but I believe by faith that they are true. And so those are the things that you, some of the things that you could say over or speak over yourself. But when we speak prophetically, of course, we want to always be speaking the word of the Lord over our lives, the word of the Lord. And so the reason why we want to speak the word of the Lord, like scripture, we want to speak that we are the head and not the tail. We want to speak we are above and not beneath. We want to speak that we are the lender and not the borrower. We want to speak those things because why? The word even shares with us why. And that's because for the word of God is what? Alive and active. So if you go with me to Hebrews 4:12, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it states specifically, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the hearts. Okay. And so let's go back to the top. It says, for the word of God is alive and active. To be alive and to be active, meaning we are moving, we are doing things. We're not just sitting, we're not just existing, but we are alive and active. Emphasis on alive and active, meaning we are moving at a God pace. We are moving prophetically, literally hearing what God has instructed us to do, obeying and obeying quickly, being intentional in the process. And we are moving. We are moving in our careers. If you're in a job search, for example, guess what? Prophetically, we're speaking this job search is going to go well. And prophetically, we are going to be putting in these job applications. We are going to be connecting with people. We are going to be going on these interviews, landing multiple offers. Like prophetically, yes, that's what we are speaking, but we are alive and actively doing those things and not just sitting back, relaxing and saying, I'm just going to apply this job and that be it. No, my friends, we must go above and beyond, meaning connect with people that may work at said company, utilize your network as it is and expand it, right? And so those are things that I really teach and educate my clients to do. But again, this is an example of you showing how you can be active in that process, trusting God through the process, despite what the world may tell you about said thing, or in this case, the job market. The world may be going through layoffs, but guess what? Divinely is happening. God is still working on your behalf and is still your provider, right? God is still your provider. That is something we must continue to believe and know and trust as we go through these job search processes, as we go through various different things in our career, in our businesses, and in life in general, right? We just got to trust God. Just got to trust God, because what his word is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It does what? It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart, of the heart. And so, my friends, even more reason why we got to be speaking prophetically over our careers, over our businesses, and over life, our lives in general, right? We got to speak as if those things are so. Those things are so. All right. All right, you all. I pray that word definitely lands on your hearts this morning. I pray that you will reflect over Hebrews 4:12. And before we move on into our good word of prayer, I definitely wanted to share what the NIV version of my study Bible says about Hebrews 4:12 specifically. It says the word of God gives us more than simply a collection of words from God, a vehicle for communicating his ideas. It has living, life-changing, and dynamic power that works in us. With the incisiveness of a surgeon's knife, God's word reveals who we are and what we are not. It penetrates to the core of our moral and spiritual lives. It discerns both the good and the evil within us. God's powerful word will change us. We must not only listen to it, we must also let it transform our lives. So definitely sit with this word this morning. Write down a few things that you know you need to speak prophetically over within your life as it relates to, it could relate to anything, right? But of course, for the purposes of this prayer call, we're focusing on your career, we're focusing on your businesses and just overall life in general, right? But do those things. That is your homework for this week. And then definitely share with me some of your aha moments, share with me some of your testimonies that you may have as you continue to move and speak prophetically, literally speaking, my friends. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for sharing, for letting me leave this with them. Speaking is an action. It is a movement of the mouth. It's you departing your lips. So understand, when you speak, be careful what you speak. Be careful of how you speak to and about your situation, right? So all in all, speak, but prophetically speak as if what those things are. Prophetically speak, and when you do it, you will gain strength. When you do it, we got to understand there's an expectation that God will what? Make a way out of no way, and he will. And also, when we prophetically speak, we have a forward focus. A forward focused mindset, a forward focus, and see not with our carnal eyes, but we see with our spiritual eyes in any situation, despite how bad it may look. We just trust that God will reveal himself in the midst of what we are going through. All right, my friends. Okay, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice this morning, God. God, I thank you for their gifts, God. I thank you for the love that you continuously show us, God. The grace that you continuously show us, God, as we continue to execute, as we continue to move and be active workers, God, in this season, active doers of your word, Lord. Hallelujah, God, we thank you. We thank you for continuously blessing us. We thank you for continuously lifting us up and encouraging our spirits to just move, to move and be more than conquerors, God, because that's what you have called us to be. You have called us to be more than conquerors. You have called us to be the lender and not the borrower. You have called us to live an abundant lifestyle, but not just any old lifestyle, but more abundantly. We will live abundant lifestyle as your word says, God. And God, we just thank you for allowing us to stand on your promises, God. We thank you for allowing us to tune out the noise of the world, but to tune into the noise of you. And the noise of you is your word, God. That means we got to get more into our word and get and understand. And we thank you, God, for the revelation that you're going to give us as we read your word on a regular basis. God, speak to us and let us know that there are things that you have put in us to become active and not to just lay dormant, but to become active and to actively go about, speak the word, speak prophetically over ourselves, speak prophetically to our situation as if those things were. So God, we thank you. We thank you for increased faith in this season. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh. We thank you for being our ultimate provider in the name of Jesus. We thank you for going before us and setting every path straight in the name of Jesus. We thank you for divine favor in this season, God, as we are putting in for these jobs, for these jobs, God. We ask that you bless the words that are on our resume, bless the words that we're going to speak during these interviews, God, and bless the words that are going to be laid out specifically on the offer letters, God, in the name of Jesus. Let the offer letters be pleasing to what we need in this season, God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you. We thank you for new career pivots in the name of Jesus. We just ask that whatever the career pivot is going to be, that the transition to the next career that we desire, the next career that you're calling us to, God, that it be, that you breathe a breath of fresh air on it, God. Lord, we know when it is already ordained by you, that is going to be good. It's going to be good. So as we take a step into our new territories that you have called us to go into, God, allow us to flourish and flourish, drawing more people towards you and not us, but you. And so in Jesus' precious name, I pray, Lord, Father God, I ask that you bless us to have a great work week. I bless us to be covered by you, dispatch your angels as we transport, as we take any forms of transportation to and from work, God. And God, we thank you and we love you. And in Jesus' precious name, I pray, amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a wonderful, blessed, and productive work week. And I'll catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.